All your secrets are coming down here.
Not bad, 10:30. The one good thing is New Yorkers have their patience. So the thing was supposed to start 4 sharp. The shki was like 4:40 something. Say that milcha first and then whatever. And already by 5:30, people were leaving. Maybe 6. Maybe 6. 6 o'clock, they're already leaving. I'm not laughed at because the couple like came from Muncie. I'm saying the ones from Brooklyn. Yeah, it's funny because now he said it's getting late. I looked at my watch. It's like 6:15. I'm like, yeah, it is. I do want to get on the road, which is fine.
Yes, sir.
So by Taka benching Myra of everything, getting the baby, we're on the road by 7 o'clock. No, they were right behind us. She just wanted out. It was a short trip. It was three and a quarter.
Okay, two in Yonim, hopefully. Start with the end of the parasha. Vayas lo aviv evil shivas yomim. So the Yerushalmi brings one mando omar, that this is the makor that the person has to sit shiva. And that's the shita that the Rif brings, the name of the Ga'inim, that all 7 days of shiva are the raisa. But besides for that shita that the Rif brings, there's three other shitas. There's the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that midaraisa only after misa and kavura is a chiyuv till the rest of the day. On one day, but misa alone isn't enough and kavura alone isn't enough. You need misa with kavura together. And if you have both, then there's a chiyuv that he has to sit for that day. Misabel for that day.
We need both at the same day.
It has to be the same day, right? If it wasn't the same day, it's not going to be any chiyuv deraisa.
Ever?
And, right, you won't have.
There's misa on Thursday, kavura on Friday.
Friday, no, that's finished, right. And then that's...
By Yaakov
Avinu, it wasn't that way.
Right.
That's true. So you mean it's totally arguing on. Well, the Rambam writes right in the beginning of Avel, he says that even though it says Vayas lo aviv Avel shivas yamim, so you see that there was 7 days. He said the Rambam writes nit no teira v'nischad shahalacha. The Rambam writes that was until the Torah was given that was like that, but when once the Torah was given, it switched and it became this way. Taka the Rambam says that. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban's shita is from Misa, nothing to do with Kavur. Whenever is Misa for that day. That's the Ramban. And then you have the fourth shita, the Rosh.
And then the Derais is for one day?
The Derais is for one day again. Both the Ramban and the Ramban are 1 day long. Excuse me?
So what's the difference between Andreas and
Melina? Oh, so I'll get to that in a second. First, I just wanted to say, yeah. So, and then the Rosh says the whole thing of Shiva's Derabban. Okay, so Bikitzer, the way to remember it is the two extremes. The Rav Avossa and the Rif, all seven is the Raisa. And the Rosh says all seven is the Rabbanan. And then in the middle you have the Rambam, the Ramban, 1 day. But they're just arguing about the day. The Ramban says Misa, and the Rambam says Misa and Kavur. Okay, so now the Ramban says, where am I coming from? I'm coming from, because the only pasuk...
The Rambam or the Ramban?
The Ramban, I'm saying first. The Ramban says, the only pasuk which I have for Avelis, which is a quote in the Rambam too, is that when Aaron's son died, so Aaron said, V'achalti chatas hayoyim. He said, I'm a oval. I can't eat a carbon chatas today. So over there, that was just because they died. It has nothing to do with if they buried them. It just says Vatikren Oisika Eilus, since that happened, so he can't eat a carbon. So he says, you see that it's totally in Misa, and it says Hayoim, it's only din for that day. So now the Ramban says, aye, so what's Oinein and what's Avol? So he said, the Ramban says, that's Taka Durabana. Midaraisa, what we call Oinein, that's really Avol. And really, Oinein already can't do all the things which are Idunim, which he gives a list of. Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmishamita, Tachboises, Taspoiris. All these things, really, he can't do as soon as there's Misa. Because these are Idunim, and this is the Daraisa of Avelis. And when we find that more things get added on after the Kvura, and that's the Rabbanan additions. But the real Daraisa starts immediately with the Misa.
Is that where we get the not eating meat and Ayman can't eat meat? That's something else.
Because the oval, it's even right. On the day itself, could eat meat.
Right.
So that's, I think that's a drabonim. But well, midoraisa.
I don't know.
Meat and wine.
Not
per shiva, but
no,
right. Only
can't.
Okay.
So I'll kapanim him.
That's a whole.
Yeah,
9 days.
Yeah, we learned that.
Right,
thing.
The whole
that's
stages,
good, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll compare them again. So the Ramban's shita is that the derais is from the Misa, and all the things that Oyin can't do, those are the derises of Avelis. And the things that we find the Oyin could do, but Oval can't, that's got to be only the Rabbanim. Okay, so that's his sheet. Now, the question is the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get his thing from, that Misa and Kavurs? So, I'll first say over what the Bade Shulchan tries. You know, he has a Sefer on Avelus also. He says like this. There's a Rambam that says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, by the mitzvah of Avol, I think it's the mitzvah Lamed Zayin, and Rambam says, we find that there's a Indian of a mitzvah avelus because kehanim are metame to their relatives, and that is because of the Indian of avelus. So you see that the Torah is machshiv the Indian of avelus here. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avelus. He says, "I don't get what being tame to mace has to do with avelus." He doesn't see why is the Rambam saying that's the same thing. So the Bari Shulchan wants to explain the Rambam. He says the Peshat is like this. It's based on the Rambam's Lashon itself that the Inyan of the Kehanim burying the mace is Kavod HaMace. It's Kavod, right, in other words, that the relatives take care of the mace and they bury it. And it also says in the Masechta Smachos, which is quoted in the Kesef Mishnah later on in Hilchos Avelus, that if someone is me'abed atzmo ladas, so they don't ein yoshev shivalav, and the Smacha says, but they do birkas avelim. Says the Masechta Smacha, zeaklal, anything which is covered for the mace, we don't do it, because such a person doesn't deserve covered. But that which is covered for the chai, for the relatives, we do. So like to be menachem them or whatever, to make a bracha to them. So we see clearly that the Indian of sitting the Shiva is a covet to the mace. So that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that being the Kehanim, being tummy to the mace, and sitting Shiva for the mace is the same deraisa thing to give covet to the mace. Giving covet to the mace is done through that even if someone's a Kohen, they should go and bury their mace. And then also sitting Shiva for the mace is covered for the mace. So based on this, like the Bnei Shalchem, that could be pshat in the Rambam. Avada, the chiv to be mechabed the mace begins right away by Misa. However, the way that the covet is done is like this. That until he's buried, the covet is burying him. Like the Rambam says, even if he's a kohen, he's metamic to the mace and he buries him. So then the way it's shown is by bearing the mace. once the mace is already buried. Now the way it's shown is by being misavel on the mace. So therefore the Rambam holds until the kvura, we don't do the way of sitting the shiva, because the kavod is shown by doing the kvura. After the kvura, then the way it's shown is by being misavel. That's how he wants to explain the svaras haramba with but that Rambam himself.
But if it's not the same day,
you mean? So why shouldn't?
Why didn't it be if it's the
next
day?
So that, I think that's because of a different thing. Because there's a Gemara that says va'achrisa kiyoyimar, right, that only the day of the misa the person is pashut in the matzav of being misavel. After that, it's already it happened already a different day. It's not the same. Okay. But he blibes Shver still, the Bari HaShulchan. He says that Lamaisa, the Rambam also quotes the Pasuk of Achalti Chatas Hayoyim. The Rambam does quote that in the beginning of the Yad, as opposed to in the Sefer Mitzvahs where he quotes the Pasuk of the Kahan. And he says, well, if the Rambam is quoting that Pasuk, and that Pasuk is for sure, we know that that din is that a Kohen cannot eat the Chatas as soon as there's Misa, even without the Kavur. So Lamaisa, it's still, the Ramban still has a good Kasha. The Lamaisa, we find Isurim even before the Kavur. So why is the Rambam saying the Avelus only starts after the Kavur? And that is a Tzarechin. He doesn't
distinguish between Ayin and Avelus for that purpose.
But in other words, the Rambam is saying that Mekoyer in the Torah, where we find Avelus, is Shenemar V'chatechat Tzasiyah. So what? Yeah. So how does that stem with the? Okay. So in the Sefer Shalmei Yosef and Masechet Moed Katan, he wants to learn that the pshat is that midiraisa the avelus is only the mindset that he shouldn't not be misich das midiraisa for that day he should be misabel, and all the maisim that we find are all just ways of keeping the person's mind on it, but the deraisa is just the etzem mind on it. Memela, that he wants to say that the maisim are the rabbanon. And the deraisa of the day is the etzem misabel b'leiv. And memela, once we say that, then we can easily answer that until the kavura, he won't be masech das, because the mace is muta lefanav. So they didn't make the derabbanans. After the kavura, then already the person has to have derabbanans to make sure that he's not masech das from it. So memela, that's how he wants to answer the kasha, pshat in the Rambam. But really, the truth is that his pshat is also tzarich in, because in the Rambam's words in Perikei and Hilchos Avelis, the Rambam says, "These elu hadvarim sha'avel aser la'asoysam, min biyoyim rishayin min ha'toira, uvishor hayamim midurabonim ve'elu hein." And then he says, "Tach b'yisas tarichitzan nisnas asandal," and all these. It sounds pretty clearly that those things are the derisa. I mean, those are the words of the Rambam. Elu advarim ha'asurim la'avalasos b'yom rishon midoraisa. Case he's getting madchik. It means b'yom arish. And it was nitun nimser lachachamim, like that kind of thing. All right, and then maybe. And there's if you make it a deraisa, it was nimser lachachamim. Okay, so I gave over. You mean? Because really, midrash is just the lave, and right. There, who says that there was even nimsar bechlal?
Right.
Well, you mean usually mitzvah is not belave. They understood they have to do something.
Right. Here's a similar thing by Kibbutz by Bichova and Rambam.
Oh,
he writes that it's.
And yet still.
So
you mean it's like you're Mikayim the deraisa here, but the derabbanan they said you have to do this exact thing.
Right.
I hear. Like, really, really, the deraisa is just the lave, but they said this is the way to do the deraisa. Okay. So Al Kapanim comes out like this. We have two ideas for the Rambam. Either you have the idea of the Bari HaShulchan, Kavod, and the Kavod divides into two, or you have the idea of the Shalmei Yosef that the Iker Deraisa is the lave and the rest is Midrabanan or something like that. Okay. And so that's, and the Rosh is easy. He says the whole thing is Midrabanan. Okay. So now I want to say over the kasha that everybody asks and how you deal with this kasha according to each shita. He says that to eat the chatos is taka by kodshim. That, yeah. Oinin is like, right, it's a din of oinin aser be kodshim. But it's not a din in regular misabah. The famous Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Dalet. They made a chuppah, meis aviv shal chasin o ima shal kala. Machnisin as a meis lecheder, boil bilas mitzvah, which starts off the Sheva Brachas, then they do the Kvuras HaMeis, and they continue with the Sheva Brachas. That's the what it says in the Gemara. So the question is, first of all, how is he boil Bilas Mitzvah? The Chayra, he's already
doing him.
Oh, so the Rambam says, that's right to me. That there's no Isser until after they do the Kvur. So there's no Isser. The Ramban asks the Kasha on himself. He says, according to me, how is he allowed to do Boil Bias Mitzvah L'Chayretz Idunim? And he says, there's a mitzvah of Boil Bias Mitzvah. It's Bias Mitzvah. So Memeil, that mitzvah pushes off that mitzvah. That's what he says. Oh, but then the Kasha is...
The Gemara over there is even when he knows about it, or only when he doesn't.
He does know. He does know. Right. We're talking about he does know. And still they do this. But then the kasha is, how come they're allowed to have Sheva Brachas? Because it says then they bury the mace after the Bias Mitzvah, and they have Sheva Brachas. So now how do they have Sheva Brachas? Even that day they have Sheva Brachas. Even the first day. How could they have Sheva Brachas if it's Midoraisa? So of course, the Rosh says, write to me. It's Midrabanan. So Mimela. What exactly is Aser in Sheva Brachas? What exactly do they mean is Aser in Sheva Brachas? Mistama, they come with shoes, right? When it says Sheva Brachas, it means they wear shoes. They don't come with the... But, I mean, that's only because...
You mean to go by amongst the Goyim or something?
That's because, I guess...
That's because they're going to lock.
But, I mean...
You have to be...
You mean the Etzem Simcha. But let me think. Probably, I'm saying, like, I imagine they're allowed to do...
There's an Etzem of Eilat, there's an Etzem Simcha. That's why that would be something they're doing that makes it problematic, not just because of
the Rambam has wearing shoes in the 11 things which are derisive. I'm saying the reason why it's mutter, I guess, by going wherever, like in a muddy place or whatever, is because it's not included in the tainu or something, right? But here they're mamish.
It's like a cow wearing washing on Yom Kippur. I mean, there'll be fine such a symbol out there.
The reason the Ron says that's not right. It's not like they right. But here it is l'shem simcha and l'shem tainug. So how could they do it? It's they're not. Maybe even they're not being mizabel. I mean, I guess that's the they're not being mizabel at all. They're being noyig. Shivas
yimei amishta. The issue is heschadas. You're focusing on something else.
That's for sure. Heschadas. That's for sure. Yeah. But also, Mistama, they're being over on some of the dinim, like that one. I mean, I think the Rambam says also they have to have al-safam yata, the Rambam has it. They have to cover their face and so on. If they don't do that, they...
Why is Avelis stronger than Ardash?
Because that's a derisa. The kasha is, since this is a derisa the first day, now you'll hear all the answers. So the Ramban and the Chubas Arashba say... that the way the pshat in the Gemara is, they do not bury the mace until tomorrow.
But according to the Ramban,
how would that help?
The Ramban.
So that's what I wrote.
For the Ramban.
The Ramban is answering this answer not for himself.
For the Ramban.
It's only a good answer for the Ramban. Uh-huh. But that doesn't work for himself because so what? It's still a misa. And the Rashba, Taka was holding like the Ramban. So he says the eitz is you bear him tomorrow, so you won't get into a trouble because you'll never have a derais. The Rama answers because the first day of Sheva Brachas is a deraisa also. So the essay deraisa of Simchas Yom Rishon of Chasin kedoiche the essay of Avelis of the first day. The Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Ra'o say Yesh Koyach Biyar Chachomim Laker Dover Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Tasim. Oh, because they say Avelus is an assay, beam is able, by doing these Avelusin. They look at it as like a doing. It's like mourning. And the Chachamim say, Sheva al tasa, don't be misable. So it's Sheva al tasa. Okay, so here are all the answers we say. Either you bury him tomorrow, and so then you won't have a derisa, or you have that the first day of the chasana is also the raisa, or yesh kach b'yachachamim lakar b'davar b'sheval tasa. And obviously, according to the Rosh, it's not shver because he holds the whole shiva as drabon. So now, the kasha is that l'chayer the Rambam can't say any of these answers. I will go one by one. The Rambam says b'feirish in the Rambam you bury him on the day, so you can't say bury him tomorrow. Rambam says bury him on the day. The second teretz was because the chasana is a deraisa of the first day. Rambam doesn't hold that way. It says in the Rambam Beferish, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that made a takana that we have Shivas Yemei Amishte. That's what the Rambam says. But it was no deraisa. It was a takana, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, laning, you know, that we lane the Idvarya, you know, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, it's a derabbanan. So there's no deraisa of the first day. The only answer left could be the answer of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Tasa. Now, the Dibri Yecheskel says that's the one we're going to have to say for the Rambam. But the Brisker Rav says in his Sefer, in Hilchos Avil, B'Shem his father of Chaim, that my father said it's Mefurish in the Rambam, that it's not a essay of doing Avelis, it's an Isser. Because the Lashon of the Rambam over there in Perkei Halacha Aleph is Elu Dvorim Ha'asurim La'Ovel. So his father said it's not essays, it's lois essays. He's not allowed to wear shoes, he's not allowed to. So Memela, according to Rav Chaim, you can't say that answer either.
But it's a mitzvah assay, according to the Rambam. The Rambam counts as a
mitzvah assay.
Yeah,
well,
Avelus. Yeah.
So how did it turn into. What does he mean that it's an Isser?
Isser essay? Isser essay, and he counts as a say for mitzvahs as.
Yeah, what does he mean, really? I wonder, in words, if it says in a lashon of an assay, yeah, then why would it be really an isser? I don't know. I have to take a look inside. What does it mean? Yeah, he said, my father said, it's not a mitzvah, it's an isser. Because the Rambam says, isurin. But he's saying, how do you get that? How do you get that out of the pasuk? I don't know. Take a look. So anyways, based on that though, if you say that the Rambam holds it is an isser, so we're out of all terutzim. We have no terutzim. So how do they have the Shiva Simei HaMishtah on the first day? So I want to say,
you still have to do something b'chiyah, but it's a lavabom b'chol say. It's like in the minyan mitzvah.
So what are you saying? That there's two parts? There's a chiyah and
it's how it's rechin and sefer mitzvah is one thing, but l'maisa, he has to do something b'chiyah.
So you mean there's part which you have to do?
You have to do it to be over the assay. But you do it.
Yeah, you're saying maybe he just really meant there's a lava bal miklal say. Then I don't know. I wonder if that's what he
said. To do something, it's not
the lava bal miklal say is mamashit iser, right? A lava bal miklal say is like do not marry a mitzvah, is like a iser. So perhaps, I don't know, I'm not sure, but maybe that's what Rav Chaim really held. I don't know, that it's mamish alav about miklal asay. And it's like the Torah saying, in a lashon of asay, not to do. I'm not sure. Take a look. So I want to matzia another pshat for the Rama. The pshat is like this. The mitzvah is to be misabel. Now, when should the person be misabel? When it is a yoimar. On the time, in the zman ho'evel, he's supposed to be misabel. When it's the time of mourning, the Torah makes isurim and dinim on that zman. But before we get to deciding if there is a mitzvah or not, first we have to decide, is it a zman of evil? Meaning, like the same idea like we have like Yom Tif, right? So there's no avelis. So it's not the pshat, it's deraisa. He has to be misabel now. So is the pshat because it's like asay doicha lois asay, like, or asay doicha asay, like this mitzvah pushes off that mitzvah? No, I don't think that's the pshat. The pshat is because if it's Yom Tif, it's not a time for mourning, and memela, the asay of mourning doesn't apply. Because the asay of, or the averis of isurim, let's say, are the when it's the zman of mourning, it is forbidden to do such and such and such. But being that it's Yom Tov today, it's not the time of mourning. It's a time of Yom Tov. And if it's not the time of mourning, then there's no Isser. So that's how the Rambam would learn over here too. Meaning that even though it's true that the Rambam holds that the inyan of Sheves Yemei Amishta is a Drabbanan, but the Rambam would be maskim that it's a time of happiness. And what's my right? Midraisa. My raya is, because it says in the Gemara in Moed Katan, that if it's Shivasi Mea Mishta, then we don't see a nega. We don't look at if the person has a nega, we don't see. So the Gemara says, I to the raisa, you have Vala Koyim. You have to go. So Gemara makes a drasha. Uve yoim he rois, yesh yoim sha'ata roya, ve yesh yoim shi'ata roya. Ha'keitzar chos noist no Shivasi Mea Mishta. So the shail is, but I thought the whole thing is a derabbanan, the whole Shivasi Mea Mishta, so how are you bringing that into psukim here of uvalakoyen uviyemeirois? So the teretz is there's no chiv to do anything, but it's a happy zman. Even midraisa, in it says by Lovin, right? Malish wazois. It is a happy zman. The days of mishta, it's a days of mishta. Maybe you don't have a chiv to make a party if you don't want, but it's a happy zman. And memela, it's not the Torah recognizes that it's a zman of simcha. So memela, since it's a zman of simcha, it's not a zman of evil. And memela, there's no deraisa. And memela, there's no deraisa. Since it's a zman of simcha, you go by what's first. That's how it works. In other words, that's how come if they have to start it before they bury, because the evil starts after they bury, Shitas HaRambam. And now it's already a zman of simcha, so the zman of evil doesn't come in. Once it's not a zman of evil, there's no deraisa of being ma'avil. That's the mahalach that I wanted to say. Now, when I said this over one time to Yid Herschel Shabbos, I told him over a lot of these things, and he just mentioned that according to the Shalma Yosef that I said earlier, that the derais is only belave, and the Yisurim are derabbanon, then that would also be able to be an answer for the Rambam. Because the misabel belev is for sure an asay, so memela they can say yesh kach be'ad chachamim lakadaver b'chev al tase, and as far as the isurim are only drabbanan, so then it would work. It's just that I told her I wasn't so happy with saying the isurim are drabbanan because of the lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam says elu isurim min ha'Torah, but if you start saying that it didn't really mean, that would be another answer. Okay, so this is the conclusion of this first shtickel. Okay, what came out was there's four shittas, either all 7 days of Raisa, none deraisa, one day after Kvura not. The kasha was, so how bilas mitzvah, Rambam answers Lashitosa before the Kvura, the Ramban says, Ese Deicha Ese. How do they have the Mishteh? So on that we had, either the answer was because there's Ese Deicha Ese, the Ese of the first day of Simcha, of Schasana, or the answer was Koyach b'yad chachamim lakar b'sheva al taseh, or the answer was they taka have to bury it on a different day. The Rambam l'chayr doesn't hold of those three answers. So there, for that, we're giving an answer that the Rambam holds that if it's a zman simcha, it's not a zman evil. If there's not a zman evil, then b'chalal there's no avias. Okay, that's the end of the first shtickle. Now, I'm going to say another shtickle, which is l'kavod that I started learning Navi this year, because I wanted to hopefully learn a little Navi. And we have the Haftorah, and the Haftorah came in the Navi I learned. So I want to say over one vart from the Haftorah, which is the Haftorah is Vahamelech David Zakin. Yeah, I started with Malachim. Because supposedly when I was a kid, I learned Til Malachim. So I don't think I remember any of it. But
your mother told you you were vaccinated?
And so I started with Malachim. So the first parak in Malachim is this Haftar, Vahamelech David Zakin. So it says over there that they brought Avishag, Hashunamis. So the Gemara, so the Pasuk says, they brought her in there and she served the king and made it warm for him. Vahamelech lo yada. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that she said to David, marry me. Why don't you marry me? So David HaMelech said, I can't. I have 18 wives already. I have 18 wives already. So, and the lo yar b'lo nashim. So the Kesef Mishnah brings a you don't have to Kesef Mishnah to bring this. The Rambam and the Ravid Beferish have a machloikis about this din of 18 wives. The Rambam says Beferish, this includes wives and pilagshin, meaning you can't have 18 mix of any of that, and that's all you can have. The Ravid says pilagshin don't count in this cheshbon. Only mamish, real wives. A pilagshim, you're allowed to have as many as you want. And the Chiddush Iran actually says it's a beferish pasuk like the Ravid, because there's a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. Hopefully, one day, maybe I'll get there. In the meantime, I only got to the Chiddush Iran. In Divrei Yamim, it says that Rechavam ben Shloimoi had 60 pilagshim. And he was the king after Shloimoi. So the Mekevus HaMishnah says, yeah, but it says in a different pasuk that Rechavam didn't listen to everything in the Torah. So the Rambam will just tell you that was one of the things he didn't listen. So, okay. So that's fine. So the Kesef Mishnah asks Akasha, according to the Ravid, I didn't finish the Gemara. The Gemara says on that we see divorce is so bad that they didn't want him to he could divorce one of his 18 wives and take her. Divorce is such a bad thing, we won't do it. Instead, they were matur yichud, because it ends up that he's doing yichud with a pnuya. He's doing yichud over here. So they said it's better, he was a chayla, and it's a drabanan. Yichud of a pnuya is a drabanan. They were matur the drabanan of yichud better than doing gersh. No, it says Mizbech Moir Demois. It's terrible for the Isha to get divorced.
So that's the
Chachamim said
that. When married to her.
Well, the heter is because he's a Chayla. He needs it. They're Matir the Rabbanan, Litzayrech a Chayla. So you say, why is it a Tzayrech of the Chayla? Let him just get divorced. So he's, no, that's not like an Eitz. You can't, that's not an Eitz we give. We don't give. Eitz is divorcer, and then you'll get, you don't do that.
But he's saying special divorce of a king, so makes her an aguna because she can't.
Oh, yeah. So that's a very good, the Shuvas Chassam Sefer asked that Kasha. He says, how do you see from here to a regular divorce? This divorce is terrible, because if this woman gets divorced, she can't marry anyone else.
So she married another king.
Shavito he can use, but I think Ishtoi he can't. I think Eishes Melech no one can marry. I think even a Melech can't marry an Eishes Melech. I'm pretty sure. But, okay, even if you could, it's pretty.
Right.
But still not.
His son's gonna be the Raisa.
No, it would be what's his name?
Couldn't marry Baruch Yisrael's not
Shaul's son.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure I'm saying right that Eishes Melech no one can marry. I'm pretty sure. So the effect of Chasam Sofer, how does the Gemara know for a regular divorce? This is much worse. So he gives a teretz. He says, who are some of David's wives? If you know the thing how it went, 10 of them, Avshalom was Baalim. He took 10 of Pilakshe Aviv away. And after that, it says in the Pasuk, Vayu Almonas Tzruros. David wouldn't live with them anymore. And they were stuck Azoi. So who would he already be divorcing? He'd be divorcing a lady who's Saivi stuck. And even that you're not allowed to do. So why? She wants to be called married. She wants to be called Mrs. David HaMelech, you know?
Tavla Mesa.
Right, even though she's like Azay Tzruz Chayas, right? So it's not pshat that you're making her more like Aguna than before, but just for that alone, that she should have the name that she's married. So the Meili says that that's a right to every Gersh. Okay, anyways, so Frek the Kasef Mishnah, I have a Moyer Dika Eitzah to get out of all the Averis. According to the Ravid, why don't you just take her for a Pilegesh? Being that the Ravid says Pilegesh is allowed unlimited, so you won't have to do Yichud, because you'll do Pilegesh, and you also won't have to divorce anybody, and you have the best of outs. So, why not? Elamai is at the Kesef Mishnah, this is a Ravid to the Rambam, that a Pilegesh is also counted, and there's no Eitzes. That's his Ravid to the Rambam.
Well, Rebbe said all those women were Pilag Jamasa.
Well, that's the Rambam, how he learns it, right?
Obviously, the
Ravid can't learn it. Like, right, he must have had 18 real wives, besides, according to the Ravid. Yeah,
right.
According to the Rambam, was included, yeah. So now, what will we answer for the Ravid? So the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin asked the Kasha on the Ravid. He says, the answer is he offered her that, but she wasn't interested. That's what you're going to have to say. He told her, how about Pilegesh? No, not doing. So Memela, and even though the din is, it says in the Rambam, he can force her against her will. To be a king is allowed to force anyone he wants to take for a Pilegesh. And Nishkevolt also didn't want to do that. If she doesn't want, that's his terrence.
So it says, halacha in Pilegesh, not in the wife, and having the wife?
The king can have, according to the Ravid, 18 real wives. Kaifa, anyone he wants in the world to take for a Pilegesh.
Not to be his
real wife. No, real Isha is Mirtzaina. Real Isha is only Mirtzaina. But Pilegesh, he can take anyone he wants.
And then
but,
Matsu Yichud, because she didn't want to be a Pilegesh.
Well, that's okay, I think. No, in other words, the real heter is Tzorech HaChayla, right? The Chayla needs this. So we allow Yichud for that. So they say, well, but why is it such a Tzorech? Why can't you do other things? Well, I mean, they're not practical. So it's called, yeah, that's what it comes out. All right, that's what Chiddush Aran is saying. Oh, so that's what he answers. Comes along the Maram Butun.
So then somebody else would be wrong. I mean, that's extremely hard to hear. She was the only person in the world to do.
Oh, why couldn't they get a different warm him up?
That's not Makasha Matthias. Why couldn't any other wives warm him up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why couldn't the wives?
Yeah, why couldn't
the Radak says, Taka, they needed a basula. A basula machamem is tvei. So I can get a different basula who will agree.
Because he likes
this one. And he didn't know.
Same thing again.
But once he marries her and has Bia, what's going to happen? When he marries her and has Bia with her, that's it.
Oh.
He
needs another one.
I hear. One second, though. But wait a minute. But he can take the Pilegesh and not to Bia, though. He can marry her for Pilegesh, but not to Bia.
No, I'm saying, but the offer was to marry her. No, I'm saying, even if on the side, the divorce and remarry, what was going to help that? What was Oshayla? The Gemara, don't divorce, right? Marry, divorce one to marry her.
Yeah.
And marrying wouldn't have helped. If we would have beer with her, he would have been stuck again.
No, so she's just saying, one second, she's just saying, I don't want to be Azoya Fremde, right? Marry me. Forget about beer.
Right.
They have Zula, but she wants to be married. She doesn't want to be.
Oh, but no beer.
No beer. Uh-huh. According to what the Radak says, that's the only way it's going to work.
Right.
Okay, and the same thing what the Kesef Mishnah is asking, saying just take her for Pilegesh, halachically she'll be a Pilegesh, and you could not have problems of Yichud.
According to the Rambam, would they be married without Bia?
The Rambam says that the way you do Pilegish is Miyachid Oysaloy. That's all. Miyachid Oysaloy.
Just Tibur.
Yeah. So you don't have to do anything special. Oh, so the Sefer Maram Butun, it's not my Bikiyas that I found the Sefer. It's the Rabbi Krasner quotes the Tshuva Sefer. The Tshuva's Maram Butun says that you didn't read the Kesef Mishnah carefully. If you read it carefully, you would have seen he's not asking what you thought. You thought he's asking, let him take her for a Pilegish. And now you're answering, she didn't agree. That wasn't what it said. What the Kesef Mishnah was saying was, according to the Ravid, why is there an Iser Yichud at all over here? Being that the king has the allowance to take a Pilegish, and as we said before, the king can do it whether she likes it or not. There shouldn't be an issue of Yichud. Because what's the Isser of Yichud? We're afraid he'll do Bia. But here, when he could do it totally beheter, if he decides he wants to do Bia, no problem. He could just say, you're my Pelegish, and she's my Pelegish. So there's no Isser Yichud by king. Because he could just take a Pelegish anytime. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha on the Ravid. According to the Ravid, the whole Gemara is Shver. The Gemara says that there was a problem of Yichud here. Right? What's the problem of Yichud? Because Pnuya, Zokte, because Misha Bishma, like the Rambam, it's a real problem. Because she's going to have to stay at Pnuya, and there's a Isser Bia on a Pnuya. Elamai Pelegish is going to be even more bad, because then he'll get a lav too, of Le'ar B'Lei Noshim. So I understand the Isser Yichud. But if you go like the Ravid, that a Pelegish is mutter to take as many as you want, and the king can do it whenever he wants, he just, you're my Pelegish, so how could there be an Isser Yichud with such a person? Yeah, Geshmaka thing for the Chuvas Maram Butun. So says Rabbi Krasner, I don't hear it. There's still an Issur Yichud. Because what if he won't say you're my Pelegish? And then he'll get an Aveir. So I look, I hear what Maram Butun is saying. What do you mean, what if? But Issur Yichud is only when there's no way to do it beheter. Right? In other words, Rabbi Krasner was thinking, Lamaise, Aveir could happen, theoretically. Let's say he'll be Baal Leha, and he won't say you're my Pelegish. He will get Aveira, so there's an Yichud. He could say you're my Pelegish, but he might not say
it. No, Miko.
Okay, so who says? So I started thinking in my head, do I have a right to the Shaila?
Yeah, if you have in the room and the door's open, just because you might close the door doesn't make it Yichud.
Okay, because it's not private. It's not Yichud yet.
I know, but you could close the door.
I hear, but here, I mean, you can't momish say it's exactly like
the
you think.
You
it's not exactly, but it's
okay. Yeah, I hear, but here we're saying right now, you know, it's Mechuz or Maisa at least, right? Right now, if he's Baal Leho without doing anything, he'll get an Aveir. He has a way out. He could go ahead and say, At Pelegishali. And don't forget, just to stick up a little for Rabbi Krasner, she didn't want to be Pelegish. He could force her. So, I mean, it's not so for sure he'll do it. Okay, so I tried to think, do I have a riot to this Shaila? Is there an Isser Yichud with somebody which is totally in your control to make it mutter? You just have to do something, say something, and it's mutter. But if you don't say it, it will be an Isser. Is there an Isser Yichud with such a person or not?
Like a Yavama?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, right. Yavama really should be okay because, I mean, there's no way it could be us here. If he's born the Yavama. Excuse me? Well, I mean, what could go wrong? He'll be Miyabimur. I mean, that's very nice. I mean, that shouldn't be a.
That's what the Torah wants.
Yeah. Even though the truth is, you can maybe have the Shailer is a machlekes in the Rishayim if there has to be Aidim Bishas, Aid Yichud on the B.S. Yibum. So could you do Yichud without Adim, because maybe, okay, that could be a case, but I don't know what the din is. That would be a good case. But I thought of a case. The case is the Gemara in Seita Chafhei. The Gemara over there is talking about he's bringing his wife up to drink the water, right?
So
and the Gemara says over there, you're not. There was a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoisei, if you're allowed to do Yichud with her or not. The one who said yes said, your wife is never a problem with yichud, like a nida, there's no, on your own wife, there's no isur yichud. The other one said, no, no, no. That's a nida because she gets tahar. She's dying. She's out, so no. So now, on that Mishnah, the Gemara brings it into a shayla. Like, can you meichel your kinyan stirah? Are you allowed to tell your wife, I'm meichel your kinyan stirah, and you're fine, and we're skipping this whole thing, and you're back to regular life, and you're mutter boy, and your mutter. So how the Gemara should have brought a raya, it can't be that you're meichel, because if you could meichel, how could there be an isur yichud? How could there be an Isur Yichud on the way up?
You can be Misakin.
But if you could be Meichel whenever you want, you could be Misakin. So Elamai, L'chayra, it's a clear Raya from the Gemara.
Doesn't help.
That the fact that you could Meichel doesn't help. A Raya to Rabbi Krasner. Right? Because right now it's Usur. And even though if you want to do Beheter, you have no problem. You can just be Meicheler. Still the Gemara holds you could have Isur Yichud. So here too, even if you could go ahead and say at pilegashali, but lamaisa violinist. Oh, so that was my raya. So then I wanted to think, could I give a defense for the Maram Butun? So I have a good defense for him, based on two hakdamas. The first is like this, that the yichud in the story with the isha saita, according to some paiskim, is a deraisa. Because the shita of the Beis Shmuel and the Prish is that if the Isser Bia is the Raisa, then it's automatically Isser Yichud the Raisa. And that's Isser the Raisa to Bibal al Kinyan. By the Pnuya with David and her, it's a Drabbanan, because Bia's Pnuya is a Drabbanan. It's a Xera Drabbanan, that Isser. Okay, now based on that, I have to say over the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri, I'm not going to be able to say over the whole thing, but I'll say the Ikri Yisoid, he says, there's a difference between the Isser Yichud Deraisa and the Isser Yichud Derabban. The Isser Yichud Deraisa, even though, of course, the reason the Torah said the Isser is because the Torah doesn't want Arais to come from it. But Lamaisa, it's like all Deraises. It's like, now it's a din already. You don't measure each time. Oh, I don't think that it's going to come to an Avera because you're not in the mood, you're in this scared, that. It doesn't work like that. Now it's already in. There's an Isser Yichud. And he wants to explain Rashi's Shita. We don't hold like Rashi, but he says Rashi's Shita is that Baila Be'ir doesn't even work to matter the Isser Yichud Deraisa. We hold it does. But Rashi, he says, why? What's shot Rashi? Rashi holds, if it's a Deraisa, you can't fool around with a Deraisa. Oh, she's scared, so Mimela, she's not going to... Now it already, it's like, okay, so we don't go that far as Rashi. But the vort in a deraisa yichud, you don't measure each time, every time. Okay, by the drabbanon, that's mamish. If it's chazah are afraid it's really going to come to avera, then they won't. If not. As if so, we could be michalik. That it's true that in the Gemara and Saita it says that there's an iser yichud because that's a deraisa there. So the Rai says, now is there an Averith for him to be bought? Yeah. Okay, then the Torah says, it's Aser to have Yichud with an Isha, which is Aser to you. Don't worry, I have a Migu. I could get a Heter because I could be Meichel. Okay, that doesn't work. But by the Drabbanon of Yichud of the Pnuya, there, it's all that the Chachamim are really scared he's going to do an Averith. So if there's a like a Migu, so to speak, what do you have to worry? If the person's going to do aver, he has a heter to do it with their heter. So then the rabbanon didn't make it, so the rabbanon of yichud. So with that aviyazir, I think you can be miyashe for the maram butun. That's why he's saying that by the case of Mishnah, by David would say that if you have an etza, then there's no isur yichud. Okay, so that's the second. Okay. Oh no, usually I don't. A lot of the cover today. Yeah.
You learn Bavli so that you can learn.
I mean, that's Hashem is the two volumes of Malachim.
I'm Malachim Aleph even.
Oh, Malachim Aleph. Yeah.
And talk
about it. When the Torah says, we see Machazishto.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess that kind of simach is not like.
It's supposed to be very windy.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is right. The Gemara saying even that's allowed. You can have that even though the father died.
I made my trip. I'm not going anymore.
Why would they make a motivated trip? You're not going anymore. There was someone who wanted to see he was a chayla from it, and they said it was better he died.
Yeah.
I just can't handle those chips anymore.
He didn't want to have any shaykhs to Erba. His body was cold. He had a disease. Because here the guy's clearly is he wants to do something bad.
I forget things.
No, really.
But now we got something.
And we go over it.
There you go.
It's not actually on the ball of common company. It's in the short time. The Evan is good enough. You knew it when he was. At least when he knew it. When you did it, you knew it.
We're gonna forget it anyway.
But I don't remember. Okay. So this is Shia Friday, right?